WEY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies today with a chance for snow. Highs around 20. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight, 3 above. Tomorrow, highs around 11. About an inch of snow today through tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As 2021 wrapped up, the winter season's been different from normal expectations. Ryan Martin says when looking at the current weather patterns, it's getting harder to figure out what represents typical weather.
It's been an above normal year for temperatures, winter so far for temperatures across most of the key growing areas of the country. Nobody has seen a prolonged cold snap that rivals anything that we should or even colder than we should see this time of year. So Eastern Corn Belt, Central Plains, Northern Plains, honestly, are seeing warmer than normal temperatures for the bulk of this late fall and early winter season.
Looking into spring, Martin says some of the challenges farmers saw during harvest may continue into the upcoming planting season.
My concern right now is that we see a planting season over a large part of the Corn Belt, like the way harvest wrapped up or strung out, I guess we should say, over the eastern half of the Corn Belt this past fall. You will move from eastern Illinois across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. Those guys just had all sorts of problems being able to get in and get things done. So I have a concern that we see planting get strung out, and that's for two reasons. I think we're looking at slightly cooler than normal temperatures in that late April, early May time frame. So that's not going to help our soil temperatures very much. And I'm also concerned about moisture. Overall, I think we're normal to maybe slightly below normal from June forward on precipitation, but I think we can be slightly above April and May. And I will tell you that the big thing this year is going to be wild swings and definitely some highly localized precipitation events.
Well, 2021 brought significant drought to farm country, and Martin says some of the soil is completely recharged while other areas still pretty short.
Soil profiles are fully recharged in the eastern half of the Corn Belt. However, you get back into the central part of the country. The Plains is working on some significant drought right now. We don't see that breaking anytime in the near future.
That's Ag Meteorologist Ryan Martin. It's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Officials say a 21-year-old Topeka man is behind bars following a domestic incident early Tuesday morning. According to the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office, Dylan R. Wymore was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections for multiple counts of battery on a law enforcement officer, assault of a law enforcement officer, aggravated criminal threat, domestic battery, criminal damage, and interference with law enforcement. Officials say Wymore's arrest stems from an incident in the 100 block of Southeast Croco Road early Tuesday morning. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office said around 6 a.m. deputies responded to the home on reports of Wymore threatening to kill family members, burn the house down, and kill any responding law enforcement. Nobody won in Monday night's Powerball drawing. Therefore, the Powerball jackpot amount tonight is an estimated $610 million, the seventh largest jackpot in Powerball history, with a cash option amount of $434.2 million. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Ag Ford. That's right. And at Rusty Ag Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Ag Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita. So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Ag Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAgFord.com.
Office values like this stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales. Office expire month's end.
After many years in the top 10 most moved from states in the country, Kansas has finally fallen off that list. That's according to a study by United Van Lines. The suburban St. Louis-based moving company on Monday released its 45th annual National Movers Study, which tracks customers' state-to-state migration patterns. According to the 2021 study, United's tracking of customers' state-to-state migration pattern saw 55.5% of moves involving the Sunflower State last year being outbound. A disc golf company based out of Emporia announced two major player signings this week. Professional athletes Kona Panis and Ricky Wasoki are joining the Dynamic Discs team. Dynamic Discs was started in March of 2005 by Jeremy Rusko, an Emporia State University student at the time. It began as an internet and eBay-based online disc golf store specializing in custom discs and apparel. Over the years, the company has grown and now has over 100 sponsored players. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police have arrested a man suspected in the shooting death of a woman in the Nebraska panhandle town of Kimball. The Nebraska State Patrol said in a news release that the shooting happened Monday night in a Kimball home, killing 21-year-old Tessa Gehring. Kimball police called to the home found Gehring dead with a gunshot wound to the head. Officers arrested 36-year-old William Serrano, whom investigators say was in a relationship with Gehring. Serrano was being held in the Scottsbluff County Jail on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter. The number of new virus cases is surging in Nebraska as the highly contagious Omicron variant spreads more widely in the state. Nebraska health officials reported 8,575 new cases to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention last week. That's 47% more than the 5,826 cases reported the previous week and the highest weekly total since early December of 2020. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Two youth were processed through juvenile intake in Washington County Christmas Day after they allegedly used lighter fluid to start rubber mulch at the Washington Elementary School playground, resulting in major damage to the play structure. It's believed that if totaled, the value of a loss could run some $50,000. The playground area to the north of the high school baseball diamond will be roped off until repairs are made. A report of the investigation has been forwarded to the Washington County Attorney. Other recent fire calls in Washington County included a skid loader on fire, with the Barnes Fire Department called to the 3000 block of 15th Road on December 20th. Hanover firemen responded to a grass fire December 28th at U.S. 36 and Zenith Road. And finally, last Friday, Washington Fire Department answered a call of City Park. Gage County authorities are asking for public assistance in locating Kyla Morris of Blue Springs, who was last seen in Blue Springs December 28th. If you know of her location or have seen Kyla Morris, please contact the Sheriff's Office, or you may leave information with Gage County Crime Stoppers or Nebraska Crime Stoppers. Nemahal County authorities are seeking information as to a recent burglary and theft at Floyd's Truck Repair on U.S. 36 south of Sabetha around 10 p.m. Monday evening, December 27th. Over $2,000 in tools were reported stolen, and the Nemahal County Sheriff's Office has posted pictures of an individual and vehicle that may have been involved. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet in special session Thursday, 11 a.m., to review adoption of the county reorganization and approve December pay vouchers. Community Health Care System will host a retirement reception Thursday afternoon for Dr. Tom Walsh, who retired at the end of 2021, serving the Onega community for 46 years. Walsh joined his father's practice in 1975 and most recently served as Chief Operating Officer for Community Health Care. The public invited to a reception Thursday 4 until 6 p.m. at the Onega Community Hospital. Josephine E. Josie Carey, age 72, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday 1 until 6, Friday after 9 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Josie Carey. Alan D. Buss, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday 2 until 8, family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Alan Buss.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from early Thursday morning until early Thursday afternoon. This advisory covers much of the Midwest, including the greater portions of Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas, as well as the northwest portion of Missouri. As another upper-level low progresses through the region, our temperatures will continue to drop. Today, we can expect to see highs in the single digits and lower teens throughout Iowa, the single digits and upper teens throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s through mid-40s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens through upper 30s throughout Missouri. Arctic air will continue to seep south throughout the day today, causing overnight temperatures in Kansas and Missouri to be extremely cold. As we head into the later afternoon and early evening hours, a band of snow will start to move through the southwest corner of Nebraska and the northwest corner of Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high temperature on this date 71. The average low 19 and the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:18.
Everyone knows you should bend at the knees, not the hips, when shoveling snow. But are there any techniques that really make the chore easier? We will investigate next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 5th, the fifth day of the year. Actor Robert Duvall turns 91, Diane Keaton turns 76, and thundersnow fell in the lower Great Lakes on this day in 1988. Thundersnows produced snow as deep as 69 inches in Haymarket, New York. In a previous edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac, we included some advice on the correct way to shovel snow. Among our suggestions, scoop, don't shovel. In the driveway, scoop a straight line through the middle, then push the remaining snow to the side as you work your way along the path. After about 100 swipes, call the kids over for dinner. It's the perfect opportunity to hand them the shovel. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal tips online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Deuce Vaughn and the Kansas State Wildcats finished a streaky season on a positive note with a dominant 42-20 win over shorthanded LSU in the Texas Bowl last night. Vaughn, a sophomore running back and first-team All-American as an all-purpose player, rushed for 146 yards on 21 carries. He also scored 4 touchdowns, 3 rushing and 1 receiving. Kansas State also got a strong performance from quarterback Skylar Thompson, who returned to make his final collegiate start after missing the regular season finale with an ankle injury. Thompson completed 21 of 28 passes for 259 yards and 3 touchdowns. Malik Knowles also had 2 touchdown catches and 42 yards receiving. Number 6 Kansas overcame a scoreless streak of more than 9.5 minutes to beat Oklahoma State last night, 74-63 in the delayed Big 12 conference opener for both teams. David McCormick had 17 points and a career-high 15 rebounds. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payments? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Marcus Carr scored 19 points, Timmy Allen had 17 points and a career-high 14 rebounds, and number 14 Texas rallied in the second half to beat Kansas State 70-57 last night in Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. Kansas State led 35-29 at halftime, but the Longhorns opened the second half with an 18-2 run. Nigel Pack scored 21 points, 15 in the first half, and Selton Miguel finished with 13 points for the Wildcats. Kansas State was missing 7 players and coach Bruce Weber because of COVID-19 protocols. The Kansas City Chiefs should have left tackle Orlando Brown Jr. on the field when they visit the Broncos on Saturday. Brown hurt his calf muscle during pregame warmups and missed last week's last-second loss in Cincinnati. But he did just about everything in practice Tuesday, and Coach Andy Reid said he expects Brown on the field in Denver. The Chiefs need to beat the Broncos and hope Tennessee loses to Houston on Sunday to earn the AFC's number one seed. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action in high school girls play. Valley Heights took Washington County 51-23. Donovan West over Frankfort 49-30. Centralia girls took Wetmore 63-27. Clay Center beat Concordia 54-25. And Wamego outdid St. Mary's 81-49. In boys action, Valley Heights over Washington County 58-31. Frankfort took Donovan West 46-29. Clay Center boys knocked off Concordia 56-53, and St. Mary's took Wamego 53-41.
High school basketball season is here, and one thing is for sure, the Twin Valley League looks to be as exciting as ever. Can a team separate themselves from the pack early on, or will the league title once again come down to the final night? Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. I'll have the latest stats, scores, and stories from the TVL all season long. the TVL Spotlight under the podcast tab at KNDYradio.com.
The choices are many, making it difficult to select the best evergreen for your garden or container. The American Conifer Society wants to help make the selection and inclusion of conifers in the garden easier for you. They've partnered with public gardens to recognize more than 40 with designated conifer reference gardens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This joint effort supports both of their missions. The American Conifer Society promotes, propagates, and conserves cone-bearing conifer plants and educates the public about them. Public gardens are also involved in conservation. They create display gardens and grow plants suited to the region to help educate professionals and home gardeners. Conifer reference gardens are located throughout much of the United States. They're open to the public and must include a minimum variety and number of labeled plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Visit the Twin Valley Thrift Stores, the Warehouse in Waterville, and the new Twice But Nice in Beatty. If you need to clear out some extra stuff to make room for new treasures, they'll be happy to take your unwanted items or even pick them up. Call 363-2490 for pickup for the Warehouse in Waterville and the new Twice But Nice Thrift Store in Beatty. Brought to you by Twin Valley Developmental Services. Follow them on Facebook at the Warehouse Thrift Store.
There's definitely an art to tracking and calling a wild turkey. Jerry Law has no trouble tracking these turkeys, though. That's because the turkey's tracks have been here for nearly a century now. In a moment, we visit the old turkey tracks and tell you why Jerry worked so hard to mark the spot so others could find them. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jerry Law is a Route 66 enthusiast who lives in Illinois near St. Louis. One of his favorite spots of the historic route is near Nillwood, Illinois.
The road was made in 1921. It was concrete, and when the workers got out there, they poured the concrete, they strike it off, nothing more to do, so they went home.
When the workers left, someone else arrived.
There was a couple of turkeys that walked out into the concrete about halfway across. And as they farther they went, the deeper they sunk, so they turned around and walked back out of it. There's probably about 32 footprints, I believe it is, in the concrete.
People fell in love with the turkey tracks on the pavement. They wouldn't allow the oddity to be paved over. Jerry helped get the spot marked.
There's a white box painted around them, and there's also a sign facing both directions right beside the tracks that says Turkey Tracks.
Jerry drives the old route often. It's his love for the road that led him to work so hard to get interesting spots like this marked for others to see.
People from especially Europe and Japan really are deep into history, and Route 66 is very historic to them. And that's one of the reasons I worked hard trying to get signs made to put up at the turkey tracks so people would find them.
The tracks have deteriorated some over time, but they are still clearly visible and well marked on the Mother Road. Traveling the countryside in Nillwood, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska in Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16-acre CRP. Track 2 is a short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99 and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Track 3 is another short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99 and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
Most people don't pay attention to their trees in the winter, but your evergreens need some moisture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Water evergreens now to avoid brown needles in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Despite the cold, harsh conditions of winter, your evergreens are still transpiring and need to have that lost water replaced. If moisture lost through the needles is higher than what the tree is taking in through its roots, the needles will turn brown in the spring. This is called winter desiccation. Typically, you'll see browning on the ends of branches. In severe cases, it can be the entire side of a tree, which usually faces the prevailing wind. When they're damaged by desiccation, there's no going back. Those tissues are dead. Nicole Stoner is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. She says most people ignore their trees during the winter and advises getting out the hose when temperatures rise above 40 degrees.
Go out mid-morning once the ground has thawed a little bit and early enough in the day so that the water can penetrate down into the soil before freezing occurs again. You don't want it puddling on the top of the ground. I like to say November, December, January, February, get out there one time each month. If it's dry, if we're not seeing snow cover, get out there and water those trees a little bit.
Evergreens don't need as much water as they do during the spring and summer, but try to get some moisture to the roots.
Most of your tree roots are going to be in the top 12 to 18 inches of soil. So if you're watering a slow trickle for, you know, a half hour to an hour, about an inch of water, so that it gets down into where those roots are and can keep those going. We do want to get out there if we can. Even full-grown trees need water, especially in drought situations.
In most cases, brown needles are just an aesthetic issue and only need selective pruning. But severe damage can kill the underlying branches, and you may have to remove the tree. Learn more about preventing winter desiccation in evergreens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We'll be right back.
sacrifice of praise to God continually. Oh, yeah. That is the fruit of all this, giving thanks to His name.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
RX Drugstore in downtown Marysville is here for you with over-the-counter medicines for cold, flu, and allergy season, and prescription drugs for more serious matters. They also offer curbside pickup and delivery services. Don't forget to bring in your new insurance card for the new year with RX Drugstore.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture wants to hear from you if you're new to farming. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The National Agricultural Classification Survey is a nationwide effort to identify agricultural operations within the United States that we do not already know about.
That's Kathy Shearer of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. She says surveys have been mailed to farmers who've started since the 2017 Census of Agriculture was conducted.
We have a list that we contact on a regular basis, but people are always going in and out of agriculture. And so this is our opportunity to identify individuals and operations that we do not know about and find out if they are involved in agriculture or not. And if they are, then they become part of our list for our Census of Agriculture.
Shearer says this is not to be confused with the full Census of Agriculture. It's only a preliminary.
On the next survey, we are basically only asking their acres that they operate, how much is in cropland, and how many head of livestock they own. We're not going in to ask them how much production they have. That's left for the Census of Agriculture.
And if you produce and sell at least $1,000 worth of ag products in a given year and didn't get a mailing, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com for more information. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson. Let me
show. CMA, ACM, and CMT-nominated Randy Houser is performing live Thursday, February 24th at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Performing his chart-topping hits, How Country Feels, Running Out of Moonlight, and Like a Cowboy. Don't miss Randy Houser live. Get your tickets now at prairieband.com/shows.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Wear Repair appreciates the Wymore Volunteer Firefighters for their unwavering dedicated service to the local area. These selfless individuals offer personal time to assist the community during emergency situations. From all of the helpful staff at Wear Repair in Wymore, proud to support our community volunteers. C&K Service salutes the Sabetha Volunteer Firefighters and EMTs. These brave men and women enter dangerous situations with little thought to their own safety. Thank you so much for your expert care and dedication. The community rests easier knowing you are a phone call away. From all of us at C&K Service in Sabetha.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a solid weed management program is essential for farm productivity and profitability. For 4 years in a row now, more farmers relied on Roundup Ready extended crop system than any other weed control options. As Brandy Cullen, the soy traits marketing manager for Bayer, talks about why farmers continue to choose the Roundup Ready system.
For the fourth year in a row, it is the number one soybean system planted by farmers. And to me, that's a high testament to the excellent results they're getting year after year. The high yield potential farmers saw in 2021 with the Roundup Ready Extend crop system are the results of 25 years of innovation supported by the largest research and development pipeline in the industry here at Bayer. This year, in farmer-managed herbicide system trials, when using ExtendFlex soybeans as part of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, farmers saw a 67.1 bushel an acre advantage in yield for ExtendFlex, and that's up from last year, which was 61.3 bushel an acre.
She goes on to say the farmers planted ExtendFlex soybeans in more than 15 million acres for 2021 and talks about why farmers have so much confidence in the weed control system.
When Bayer releases a trait, farmers can be confident that it's the best that's available in genetics from Bayer's large germplasm library. Traits are also extensively field tested for yield and performance. And we're hearing great things about the yields from XtendFlex soybeans. That's a true testament to the power of Bayer's research and development pipeline. Before an XtendFlex soybean product is ready for the field, the genetics are developed through a multi-year process. Roughly one gene out of tens of thousands make it to the last step, which is on-farm trials.
You can find more information online at systemofchoice.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be. So we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties are limited powertrain warranties.
Cattle producers, make one trip to Valley Vet Supply for all your calving equipment. Get great prices on Ratchapole and Dr. Frank's calf pullers. Check out the calf resuscitator kit and other OB accessories. When you warm up and dry off those newborn calves with a Roy L Heat calf warmer, you'll wonder how you got along without it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers who rely on irrigation have become more efficient over the years, but many water-saving measures aren't in widespread use yet. That according to a study by USDA's Economic Research Service. From 2003 to 2018, the share of irrigated farms using soil moisture sensors for irrigation scheduling increased by 50%, but still only 12% of irrigated farms are using the equipment. In 2018, about 28% of farms cited financing as a barrier to installing new conservation measures. Another deterrent cited by more than 15% of farms is the uncertainty about future water availability. Total water usage for irrigation declined by 21% between 1980 and 2015. The average amount used per acre decreased by 19%. Corn is the most widely irrigated crop, accounting for 14 million acres, or more than 25% of the irrigated cropland in 2017. But that was less than 15% of all corn acreage that year. Now, a majority of land used for vegetables and orchards was also irrigated. The ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach could begin today to impose hefty fees on container owners for leaving the metal crates at facilities for extended periods. That according to the shipping company, Maersk, which says the number of aging containers on the docks have been reduced by 41% since late October. Now, the mere threat of fines has been successful so far in promoting container owners to remove them from the docks. Port of L.A. Director Gene Soroka said last month that the fees were designed to stop container owners from treating the docks as warehouses and free up some space for trade. First plan to go into effect for November 15th, then postponed till December 27th, then postponed again until today. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Deworming cattle prevents parasites from making them sick. Choose dewormers carefully because there is no cookie-cutter approach. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Cattle and other livestock to protect them from health-robbing external and internal parasites. There are several methods for administering a dewormer, but a question you should ask when choosing is, does the effectiveness match the efficiency? John Davidson is the Senior Associate Director for Beef Cattle Professional Services at Beringer Ingelheim. He says deworming products should not all be considered equal.
Because they are chemically different, their behavior in the animal is different. The parasite susceptibility to those products and compounds is going to be different. So knowing the objective of the deworming protocol, what the goals are, the timing and seasonality, all those things factor in terms of ultimately selecting a product that is going to best fit your program and also give you the greatest return on your investment.
He emphasizes the importance of sitting down with your veterinarian to make sure you're both on board with which products will be used and how they fit into your operation.
The production goals and the limitations, for whether it's facilities, labor, timing, other things, are we talking farmer feeders here or strictly cow-calf or a hobby-type enterprise? Really understanding the goals of the producer, it's critical for a veterinarian so they can devise a herd health protocol that is the best fit for that producer. So no, I would not recommend a one-size-fits-all.
Proper dosing and administration of products and excellent pasture management can reduce the likelihood of parasites developing resistance to commonly used dewormers. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about choosing dewormers at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Getting closer to the end of trading for a Wednesday today. Still a lot of red on the board for the grain market. We saw some green pop up slowly in the soybeans, and now we're seeing some green pop back up again after it dipping back down. So kind of the roller coaster day in the bean market. Corn and wheat have been consistently in the red today. Livestock mostly lower as well as we get closer to the end of trading. March corn is right now 6.5 cents lower in the red at 603 even a bushel. Kansas City wheat for March is down by 16 cents, sitting at 788 even. In the bean market, back into the green just a little bit with January beans up a half a cent at 1379 and a quarter. March soybeans also up by 4 cents even, sitting at 1393 and three quarters. Meal in the red just a little bit right now. January down 210 at 425 and a half. And the bean oil is in the green by 110 at 59 and 24 cents. Cotton market sees a little bit of green pop up as well as the day's gone along here for at least the earlier futures. March cotton is up 11 cents right now at 116.50, a little bit of movement there. The rest of the later futures in the red with May down by 6 cents at 113.59. Oats market, they're still in the red as well with March oats down by 5.25 at 686 and three quarters. That's after starting off in the green earlier today. A little bit of green popping up on the livestock market, at least in the feeder cattle right now with some of the later futures. Live cattle still mostly down as things try to balance out. February live cattle down 72 cents at 137.10. We have feeder cattle. January is down by 32 cents right now at 162.35. We do have some green on the board by the April, sitting at 169.77. Lean hogs, they're still mostly higher right now as well, with February in the green by $1.85 at $82 even. The April up by $1.62 at 88.62. U.S. dollar index today, it is mostly lower with the March index down by 33 cents at 95.94. We have the 30-year bonds for March down about 0.75 points at 156, and the 10-year notes are currently sitting at 129.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated greatly values each and every customer for their patronage and loyalty and pledges to continue offering high standards, safe, dependable, and friendly service. From your friends at Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking as well as truck and trailer repair. Customer satisfaction is the top priority at Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick, so thank you for all trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
Legends of country music from KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.